Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Ches. I apologize for not being here yesterday. Snow-related issues. So we're holding Mem Ches. I guess we'll start from Mem Ches Amud Aleph at the top because it's a good start. It's a good starting point. There are two dots at the end of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah the beginning of at the very beginning of the parak, in the beginning of the fifth parak of Masechet Zvachim, discussed Ezu Mekomen Shel Zvachim. What are the places where we shech different karbanos? So we started by saying Kachim Kachim are Shchitasim Batzafon, and that was the title, the heading, so to speak, of the Mishnah, the way Rashi explains it. And the Mishnah then gives specifics which karbanos are the Kachim Kachim that we're referring to that Shchitasim Batzafon. So it tells us the Parvis Shel Yom Kippurim is Shchitasim. And then it goes on to the whole list in the rest of the Mishnah. So, frak the Gemara, michti tzafon ba'oluksiv. The original source of tzafon is by karbonola. The pasuk says it by karbonola. So nisni ala bereisha. So why do we start with parvisar shel yom kippurim? If we're going to start with anything, let it start with karbonola. Why do we start the list of the Mishnah with a strange carbon to start the list with parvisar shel yom kippurim? So it says the Gemara, chatas aydi da'asim Midrasha Chavivalei. No, we'd rather discuss the Chatos Apnimios because those are derived from a drasha, and that which is not explicit in the Pesukim is more Chaviv to the Mishnah. So we want to list those things that are not explicit in the Pesukim first, and then we list that which is explicit in the Pesukim. If you look at Tosfos, I did ask Midrasha Chavivalei Vim Tomar Im Kain Listening Olo the Basof. So then Ola shouldn't be somewhere in the middle of the list. Ola should be at the very end. Like the Gemara asks in Yivamos, where we also have this concept of Aydi Dasa Midrasha Chavivalei. So it says that which is explicit in the Pasuk should actually come at the end. Yishlomar Aydi Dasa Ola B'tzibor Tanya B'hadei Chatos to Bos B'tzibor V'adi Tanya Ashim Deinu Ola B'yachid. So he says there are other factors. Aydi Dasa Midrasha Chavivalei is one of the rules that govern the order of the karbanos that are going to be listed in our Mishnah, but there are other factors as well, such as juxtaposing things that are similar to each other. So karban ola is similar to the chatos, to karban chatos in the sense that they can both be brought b'tzibur, as opposed to karban ashim cannot be brought b'tzibur, and ashim is only brought b'yachid. So when we're listing karban chatos, it makes sense to list karban ola together with karban chatos, and only then afterwards to list the karban ashim. But either way, the Gemara is not going to be satisfied with this rule alone of Aydi Dasa Midrasha Chavivalei. The Gemara still presses on further. V'nisni Chatos HaChitonos. If you want to learn out something that's from a drasha, why start with Chatos HaPnimios? It only says Tzafon when it comes to the Karbonola. It doesn't say it by any Karbon Chatos. So if you want to have something that's derived from a drasha, why jump straight to the Chatos HaPnimios? Why don't you start with the Chatos HaChitonos? So the Gemara answers, Aydi since the dam of the Chatos HaPnimios, obviously the reason it's called Chatos HaPnimios is that the dam is brought lefnai v'lefnim, so therefore actually that's not why it's called Chatos HaPnimios, it's because it's on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but the fact that the dam is also brought lefnai v'lefnim, that's what makes it more chaviv, and therefore the Chatos HaPnimios are listed before the Chatos HaChitzonios. Now the Karen Nora points out that you could have given a completely different explanation of the Seder HaDvarim, the order of the Karbanos in our Mishnah. You didn't need to say that it's based on that which comes from a drasha, based on that which comes lefnai v'lefnim. Karenor points out, you could have explained the Seder HaMishnayos, that which is meruba b'matnos dam, that and b'avodos, that which has more matnos dam and more avodos that are associated with it, is listed first. So it's some combination of chashivos as indicated by the number of matnos dam and number of avodos. And he says, then it would have worked out perfectly as follows. The Parvis Sol Shel Yom HaKippurim is Matnosei Merubim, has more Matnos Dam than any other Karbanos, because the Dam is brought even Lefnai V'Lefnim, that we don't find by any other Karban. So that's why it's mentioned first. You do more with the Dam than you would by any other Karban. And then comes the Chatos HaPnimios, not just the Parvis Sol Shel Yom HaKippurim, the other Chatos HaPnimios, which require 11 Hazaos Hadam. So 11 is more than you would typically require. And then the Chatos Chitzona, which requires 4 Matnas Dam. And then it would say carbon ola, which only requires shtayim shein arba, and the rest is burnt on the mizbeach. And then the kivsei atzeres v'ashamos, where the meat is not burnt on the mizbeach, rather it's eaten, but only by the zichrei kuhuna, only by male kavanim. And then the toda, which requires arba'im chalos, which requires 40 chalos. Then the el nazir, which requires less, only 20 chalos. And then shalma yachid, where you take the dam and do shtayim shein arba. You do matnas dam, shtayim shein arba. And it can be eaten by the abaylim. It doesn't have to be eaten only by the kohen. So it's a little more kal. And then, at the very end, b'char, mais, or pesach, which only has matan dam achas, which only has one matan dam. So it's interesting, Karen Nora says, I have my own idea of why the Mishnah listed in this order, but bottom line is, the Gemara doesn't share that idea with the Karen Nora. So the Karen Nora has an interesting suggestion, but it doesn't say it in the Gemara. The Gemara does not assume that that is the reason for the Seder HaDvarim that we have. It's interesting, the fact that the Tosfos we read before, asked the Kasha, why don't we have Ola mentioned last, because it's Mefurish in the Pasuk. So it seems from Tosfos that they understand, Aydi Dinichnas Lefnai Vilfnim Chavivalei, that it's only Miyashiv, the Gemara's question of why we don't have Chatas Chitzona first. And that's not coming to answer back to the Gemara's original question of why don't we start with Ola first, meaning once we know that we're not going to start with Ola, and it's between Chatas Apnimi and Chatas Chitzona, so we want to know why not Chatas Chitzona first, and that's what we say, because it's I did Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. But we're still using the fact that it's Asi Midrasha Chavivale. That's what that Merom Yisrael points out. That's what it seems from Tosfos. Because if we were no longer using the answer of Aydi Dasi Midrasha Chavivale, and we were just relying on the fact that it's that Aydi Dasi Lefnim Chavivale, then Tosfos wouldn't have a kasha that we should have Ola first, that we should have Ola last, because there's no reason to make Ola later than the Chataos Chitonos. Neither of them has their dam brought lefnai v'lefnim. But Merom Yisrael points out, you could have argued that when the Gemara gives this answer of lefnai v'lefnim is chavivalei, that that's being miyashiv the first kasha as well. You could have read the Gemara that way, and then you wouldn't be bothered by Tosis kasha. Good. So the Gemara had asked why we don't have chatos chitzonos first, and the Gemara said because of the lefnai v'lefnim issue that shows us the chavivos of chatos. Of the Parvisayar of Yom HaKippurim. Now the Mefarshim wonder, the Achronim wonder, the din of Tzafon that it says Bechatas Chitzona is learned from the pasuk that says B'makom Asher Tishchat Ha'ola Tishchat HaChatas, that wherever you shecht the Karban Ola, that's where you shecht the Karban Chatas. So it's true, Chatas Chitzonos are learned from a drasha, but it's a much more explicit drasha than the drasha that teaches us Chatos HaPnimios. Chatos HaPnimios we learn Rishachat HaChatos B'makom Ha'ola, so we learn that it's a binyanav L'kolach Chataos, that all Karbanos Chatos required Safon, which is a much less direct drasha than the one by Chatos Chitzonos. So the Achronim wonder about the Gemara's Kasha. Once we say that which comes to me, Drasha's Chavivalei, why do we suggest Chatos Chitzonos should come first? No, Chatos Chitzonos is Kimat Mefurash. Granted, it's not explicit in the Pasuk, but the Pasuk does explicitly say that Ola is B'Tzafon, and it explicitly tells us that the place where Yishach the Ola is where you shech the chatos, is where you shech chatos achitanos. So if that's the case, it's kimat mefurish, it's almost mefurish in the pasuk. So a little bit strange that the Gemara would ask that we should have mentioned chatos chitanos first before the chatos hapnimios. So that's an interesting kasha that the Achronim have. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, so now that we know the order, so the previous discussion assumed that the pasuk is only mefurish by carbon ola. So frekling maru tzvona ba'ola hechak siva. Where does it ever say by carbon ola mefurish that it needs to be b'tzafon, that it needs to be done in the north? So pasuk says v'shachat also al yarech hamizbeach tzafona. It says that you shechted al yarech hamizbeach tzafona. It's explicit by carbon ola. The thing is, says the Gemara, ashkun ben son. That pasuk appears in the context of ben son, in the context of sheep, ben bakar. How do I know that if you have cattle as a carbonola, that also requires tzafon, that also needs to be brought b'tzafon? Amar Kra, V'im minatzon vav mosif al inyan rishon v'ilamed al yon mitachton. That v'im minatzon teaches us that it has an extra vav that connects the parshios of bakar and of tzon, and we're able to learn el yon mitachton. Bakar, the psukim of bakar come before the psukim of tzon. By tzon it's mefurash that it has to be betzafon. So since by the second of the two parshios it's mefurash, it has to be betzafon. And there's a vav connecting the two, so you can learn that the first one also needs to be batzafon. That's Elyon mitachton. Elyon is Parshas ben Bakar, which is lamala from Parshas ben Atzon. So that's how we derive the idea that Bakar also requires tzafon. Now Tosus is bothered by a very simple point. Tosus Libra Masla Ashkan, he says, Tema, Dila El Perakal Psulun, Darshinan ben Bakar Lefnei Hashem, Veina Shochel Lefnei Hashem, Velamin ben Tzon Minayin. The Gemara darshins previously that din by Ben HaBakar, and we never ask and follow up by saying, oh yeah, well, how do you know the same is true for Ben HaTzon? And look, Hama Drasha Slomat Zruchin Trey Kray LeBen HaBakar LeBen HaTzon. We have a lot of halachos that the Torah says only by one and not the other, only by Ben HaBakar or only by Ben HaTzon, and we never ask, well, maybe this only applies to this karban and not the other, to this animal and not the other. If we're dealing in the general parsha of karban ola, we assume whatever it says by one applies to both. Why would I have a havamina that something that a din of tzafon only applies to the tzon and doesn't apply to the bakar? So he says, v'shem ha'achdrash ha'avav mosif samach. Maybe it's because of the answer the Gemara gives over here. First possibility is the reason we never have to ask it is because we already answer it in our Gemara. And once we say that the vav mosif and that we're connecting the parsha of bakar and of tzon, so then vayter throughout the rest of Shas, we never have to make the trichza, we never have to say, oh, but how do you know from this place to the next place? So maybe that's what the Gemara is relying on. Inami mishum de beben tzon ksiv oso lemeute it's rechachal rabuye. Maybe there's a special miut by ben tzon that we therefore need a special ribuy to tell me that the din of tzafon applies to bakar as well. However, points out Tosos miu by hida ben a bakar lefnei Hashem usmicha vehevshet nicha deloka amar ben tzon minayin. Those halachos that are derived from the parsha of ben bakar, we understand full well why the Gemara never pushes to find out how do we know they apply to Ben Tzon as well, to Pshita di Alfin and Tachton Me'elyon. Because everyone would agree that when there's a Vav connecting two Parshios, those halachos that are mentioned in the above Parsha can certainly be applied to the below Parsha. The question is, those mentioned in the latter Parsha, can those halachos be applied to the previous Parsha? That's what our Gemara is dealing with. So our Gemara says, yeah, Yilamed Elyon Mitachton. You can learn the previous Parsha from the later parsha. So, frek the Gemara. That works out really well if you say that you could learn the previous parsha from the lower parsha, but if you say that you can't, then what are you going to say? Then how do you know that Ben Bakar requires tzafon as well? Titanya, that an olas Ben Bakar requires tzafon as well? Titanya, because the Braisa says as follows, we darsh in the pasuk v'im nefesh, by the pasuk of Asham Talui, it says v'im nefesh kisechata, and prior to that it speaks about Mi'ila, about Vadai Mi'ila, someone who Vadai committed Mi'ila, so that he finds out later on that he was Nene from Hegdish Peshogeg, where you have to bring an Asham Vadai. So we darshin, L'chayev al Safek Mi'ilos Asham Taloi Divir Rabbi Akiva. Teaches us that in the case of a Safek Mi'ila, you also bring an Asham Talui. Since the Parsha of Mi'ila and the Parsha of Asham Talui are juxtaposed with each other, so it teaches us that by a Safek Mi'ila, you also bring an Asham Talui. What is a Safek Mi'ila? How do you have a Safek Mi'ila? Mi'ila, by definition, is something you had done b'shogeg, you only find out later. So what's a Safek Mi'ila? So Safek Mi'ila is the following. You know that you had Hektish in Bol A and Chulin in Bol B, And you were Nana from one of them. You just don't know. At the time that you were Nana from one of them, you thought they were both Chulin. You later find out that one of them was Hektish and one of them was Chulin. You don't know which one you were Nana from. You weren't paying attention to which one you were Nana from because you thought they were both Chulin. You then later find out that one of them was Hektish. You don't know if that's the one that you got Hadar from. So that's Rabbi Akiva Shita, that it's the chayiv al safik milos. The chacham potrim, the chacham say, no, you're potter from safik anashim talui on safik milos. Now, what could that machlokas be about? My lav bahaka miflagi, marsav in the maiden, marsav in the maiden. Isn't it about whether the maiden elyon mitachton? That by do we darshan from the parsha of Ashim Tali, which is the Tachton, to the parsha of Mi'ilah, which is the Elyon, and therefore say that Safek Mi'ilos is going to be Chayiv in Ashim Tali. Rabbi Akiva does, Rabbi Akiva darshins Elyon Mi'tachton, but the Chachamim don't. So the bottom line is, the Gemara wanted to say, oh, well, we clearly darshin Elyon Mi'tachton, and that's how I know that an Olas Ben Bakar requires Tzafon, but ask the Gemara, it's not so Pasha that we require Elyon Mi'tachton, that we darshin Elyon Mi'tachton, because apparently it's a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether we darshan Elyon Mitachton, and the Chachamim say that we don't darshan Elyon Mitachton. So Amar Papa Dekuli Alma Lameidin, no, you're misunderstanding the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. There's no question that we are Lamed Elyon Mitachton. Behind the time of the Rabbanan, the reason the Rabbanan say that you're not chayiv in Asham Talui and Safik Mi'ilos is because Nemra Khan Mitzvos, it says by Asham Talui, Vasa Achas Mikol Mitzvos, V'nemra B'chatos Chelev, and it says by a regular Korban Chatos, Mitzvos. Chatos Chelev sounds like a specific Korban Chatos, and if you look in those Dalin, Mesoras Shas, he points out, Stam Chatos Kari Chatos Chelev. When Chatos Chelev just means a regular Korban Chatos. Chelev is like the vanilla standard Avera, for which you're chayiv a Korban Chatos. So we call a regular, plain old Korban Chatos a Chatos Chelev. But don't be thrown off by the fact that it sounds like a very specific word. It really just means a regular Korban Chatos. So it says over here, by Asham Talui Mitzvos, it says by Chatos Chelev Mitzvos, so the Rabban darshan the following, Malalan davar shechayiv al zdonu karis al shigos al chatos, afkan shechayiv al zdonu karis al shigos al chatos. So it's over here, by an Ashim Talui, you're only Chayiv an Ashim Talui on that which you'd be Chayiv if you did be Mezid Kares, and if you did be Shogeg, a Karban Chatas, as opposed to Mi'ila. So Mi'ila is excluded from the Parsha of Ashim Talui. That's why the Rabbanan don't, the Chacham don't think there's Ashim Talui by Mi'ila. Nothing to do with learning Elyon Mitachton. Of course they would normally learn Elyon Mitachton, but over here there's a special miut that tells us that there's no Ashim Talui by Mi'ila. Rabbi Akiva would respond, no, I hold of this because they were shav of the mitzvos thing, but he says I would apply it differently. Mala halan bekavua, afkan bekavua. I would say that that just like by a regular korban chatos, it's kavua. So too, Ashim Talui is only on things that are kavua, as opposed to lafuke chatos to tumas mikdash kudashav dolav yoridu. As opposed to a korban chatos of tumas mikdash kudashav, you would never be chayiv in Ashim Talui because it's typically a korban dolav yorid. It's typically not a chatos kavua, and that's what I learned from that Kazer Shava, not about Asham Talui being excluded from Olav Yored. Asham Talui being excluded from Asham. Not about Safik Mi'ila being excluded from Asham Talui. V'Rabbanan Ein Gzeir Shava L'Mechza. The Rabbanan would say, I'm sorry, you can't have a Gzeir Shava that only teaches you halfway. If you can have a Gzeir Shava, you got to apply all of the dinim, and therefore you can't say that the link that we have between Ashim Talui and Korban Chatos is only about the fact that it's Kavua. It has to also be about the fact that it only comes for things that is Dono Kares V'Shigas Chatos. Rabbi Akiva Nami Ein Gzeir Shava L'Mechza. What's Rabbi Akiva going to do with the fact that Ein Gzeir Shava L'Mechza? He has to address that. How can Rabbi Akiva learn Elyon Mitachton over here and derive that you're Chayiv Nashim Tali for Safek Mi'ila? Whatever happened to Engzer Shavu L'Mechza, you should only be Chayiv Ashim Tali on things that for which B'mezid you're Chayiv Kares. And I'm Shogi Chatas. It says, "Mar Enochinami V'achabakam." No, the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabban is really as follows: Rabbi Akiva Savar V'im Nefesh Ksiv Vav Mosif Alinin Rishon. Rabbi Akiva holds that we taka do link the two parshios with each other. Rabbanan nami haksiv v'im nefesh. The Rabbanan will say, but what about the Rabbanan? Don't they agree that the pasuk says v'im nefesh, and shouldn't the vav be linking the two parshios? Lema b'hakamifli. This is perhaps what they're arguing about. Demar savar hakish adif, umar savar gzera shava adif. Meaning, They both hold that there is a hekesh in place, and they both hold there is a gezeirah shavah in place. The problem is the hekesh and the gezeirah shavah conflict with each other, in the sense that if you are going to learn the hekesh, you will then learn that by a suffik mi'ila, you're chayiv a karban asham talui. If you're going to give emphasis to the gezeirah shavah and not to the hekesh, you're going to say that no, you will not be chayiv nashim talui in a suffik mi'ila, because you're only chayiv nashim talui on those things for which you're chayiv b'mezid kares. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, when you have the choice of a hekesh or gezeirah shavah, the hekesh beats the gezeirah shavah. And the rabbanan say, no, when you have a choice of a hekesh or gezeirah shavah, the gezeirah shavah beats the hekesh. So that's the machlokas. Says the Gemara, lo, that's not the machlokas. The kuli alma the hekesh adif. Everyone agrees that the hekesh would normally win. Va'amri lach rabbanan tachton hu degamer me'elyon la'asham bekesef shkalim. And the rabbanan will say, we learn the lower parsha from the upper parsha in regards to asham bekesef shkalim, that the asham has to cost a certain amount of money. Shalo tomar, that an asham talui also has to cost a kesef shkalim. It has to cost a certain amount of money, like a regular carbon asham. Shelo tomer, that one should not be led to say lo yehe sveiko chamur mi vada'o, that the suffek, the asham talui, why should it be more chamur than a vada'i asham? Ma vada'o chatas badanka asveiko asham bardanka, meaning why should it be more chamur rather than a regular carbon chatas? How much does a normal carbon chatas have to cost? The answer is there is no minimum for a normal carbon chatas. So I would think that if a normal carbon chatas has no minimum cost, then an Ashim Talui should have no minimum cost either. When he uses the term Bas Danka, it means a minimal amount of money. Rashi writes, Kolomer ma'a kesef shusus shal dinar v'lav dafka nakat al damim kalim bi'alma shal nitan la kitzva. When it says bas danka, it doesn't mean that it actually needs to cost a danka. It could cost a danka, is just like it's saying cost a penny. It could cost a tiny amount. It doesn't mean that it actually must cost a danka. We just pick a very small number. Rabbi Akiva, high svar minale. So where's Rabbi Akiva going to know that din that the asham tali has to cost something? Nafkele mizos torasa asham. Torah achas l'kol ha'ashamos. So he learns it from Zos Torah Sa'asham, which teaches us that all the ashamos are in the same boat. Tenach mandi islay Torahs, mandi leslay Torahs meich gamur. That's very good if you have that such a drasha, that Torah teaches you Torah achas for all the ashamos. But if you don't hold that drasha, then where are you going to learn out that the asham tali has a minimum cost? Gamur be'erkecha be'erkecha. We learn out gzir shava be'erkecha be'erkecha. Tenach hecha d'ksev be'erkecha. That works very well for those ashamos where it says be'erkecha. Asham shivcha charufa deloksev beber chabayik lebeber. What about the asham shivcha charufa? How do I know that there's a minimum cost for the asham shivcha charufa? It never says berkcha. Gamar ba'il ba'il. So we have another gzeresh of another drasha. Ba'il ba'il to teach us the asham shivcha charufa. The asham shivcha charufa as well. Period. Now, what was all that about? We went off on a major tangent over there. We started the Gemara by saying, how do I know that you need to shech the carbon ola bat safon? That was what this whole entire piece was about. Now it got us off onto different topics, but the bottom line was we wanted to know how we know that you shech the carbon ola bat safon. And at the end of the day, the way we know you shech the carbon ola bat safon is because it says beferish in the pasuk by an olas son that you shech the bat safon, and it previous parsha spoke about Olas ben Bakar, didn't say it explicitly, but we learn Elyon mitachton. The Gemara then just tried to figure out, does everyone agree with this principle that we learn Elyon mitachton? And the Gemara essentially, in brief, said, yes, everyone does agree with this principle that we learn Elyon mitachton. Aye, there seems to be machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim about Elyon mitachton. No, that machlokas was not about Elyon mitachton. Everyone agrees we learn Elyon mitachton. That machlokas was about other issues, was about the extent to which the gezeirah shavah is going to, the hekesh is going to work, b'makom that there is a gezeirah shavah, but the fact that generally speaking, when you're makish two parshios to each other, you would learn the halachos from the later parsha to apply to the earlier parsha. That everyone agrees to in the end, and that's how we know that all karbanos Ola, both by Tzon and by Bakar, required Tzafon. Now, why is it that the Pasuk is only explicit by Tzon and is not explicit by Bakar? You know, the it's so coy about how we know that Bakar requires Tzafon. Why does it only say it by Tzon and not by Bakar? So, The Mesh Chachma writes in the beginning of Vayikra, in Vayikra Perek Aleph, Mesh Chachma writes that since it says this Mesh Chachma is on the pasuk V'im Minatzon Karbano, on the pasuk V'im Minatzon Karbano, he says since it says in the Medrash that Safon is Mora Al Akedaso Shal Yitzchak, Safon represents Akedas Yitzchak, because Safon doesn't only mean north, Safun means something that's hidden, something that's precious and hidden away by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Safon represents the Akedas Yitzchak, and the Safon, because Safon Afaro Lezichron Lefnei Hashem Tamid, the Afer of the Akedas Yitzchak is hidden away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a remembrance always. That's why it says Safon by Ben Son Zachar, to remind us of the Ayil Shal Yitzchak. The Ayil is Ben Son Zachar. That's why Dafka says Safon by that carbon which came, the Temuras Yitzchak, which is the which was given, was brought in Yitzchak's place. But by Ben Bakar, the Ben Bakar is reminiscent of the Egel. The Egel is Nasmi Ben Bakar. The Egel is made from cattle, right? Egel is cattle, is Ben Bakar. And therefore, it's not Safon Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something that's hidden away as something that's precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's the fact, even though it's true, you need Safon by Ben Bakar as well, the Torah doesn't want to mention it explicitly, says Mesh Chachma, because Bakar brings back bad memories. Ayil brings back good memories. Son brings back good memories. And that's why when the Torah is Mefarit, the carbon of Par Helm, Davar Shel Tzibor, and the Par Koin Mashiach, also doesn't mention that you're supposed to shech them in the Safon, even though in reality you do shech them in the Safon. Because again, when it comes to a par, when it comes to things that will remind us of the Egel, we keep away from mentioning Safon. Only by that which brings back good memories, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do we in fact mention Safon. We also had in this discussion over here a machlokas, what's better, Hekesh or Gzeres Shava? Which one wins out over the other? So there's a comment of Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, quoted over here in the Biur Yadav. It's quoted in the Lecha Mishnah and Hilchos Yisur Mizbech, Perek Gimel Alecha Aleph, who says that even though we are not lamed milamad bekadshim, you can't, ein lamedim lamed milamad, we had this idea, that which is derived from a hekesh cannot then go teach with a hekesh by kachim. That's one of the limitations of learning in kachim. So nevertheless, he says, something that's derived from vav mosif alinin rishon can be chozer or malamid behekesh. If you have a halacha that's derived, not mefurish b'kra, derived based on vav mosif alinyan rishon, you can then go and apply that behekesh. Because once it's derived from vav mosif alinyan rishon, we view that as if it's mefurish in the pasuk. So the Rosh Yosef wonders, based on our Gemara. In our Gemara, we're learning from vav mosif alinyan rishon, and the Gemara considers it a hekesh, right? The Gemara says that, how do I know? Ben Bakar requires safon is based on vav mosif alinyan rishon, and then we have a Homachlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether Vav Mosav Alinyan Rishon is whether Hekesh or Gzeres Shava is stronger. Sorry, not by Tzafon, by the din of Asham Taloi on Safek Meila, that it's derived Vav Mosav Alinyan Rishon. But we just want to know, is Vav Mosav Alinyan Rishon, that's only a Hekesh? Is that as strong as the Gzeres Shava? Is the Gzeres Shava stronger than it? So we're apparently considering it a Hekesh for the purposes of our Gemara. We're not considering it something that's Mefurish in the Pasuk. So the part that Yosef writes, and Rabbi Yom Mizrahi never means to say that Vav Mosav Alinyan Rishon is not considered a hekesh. What he means to say is that there are two types of hekesh. Sometimes you have a hekesh which is considered a davar alamed, which is not chozer malamed, and sometimes a hekesh is a stronger kind of hekesh, where the hekesh is so strong that it's as if it's mefurash, as if the halacha were written mefurash, and it's not considered a davar alamed mimakom acher. So he's also moda that vav mosvelin rishon is considered a hekesh, but it might be the kind of hekesh that's a stronger kind of a hekesh, where there's a hava meaning to say that it would be stronger than a Gezerah Shava. Meaning, what's the Svara? Why would a Hekesh be stronger than a Gezerah Shava? So maybe that's the Vart, that it's not that every Hekesh is stronger than a Gezerah Shava, but a Hekesh of Vav Mosef Alinyan Rishon might be stronger than a Gezerah Shava, because a Hekesh of Vav Mosef Alinyan Rishon sounds like a much stronger kind of a Hekesh. Says the Gemara Vayter. Okay, we're at the two dots now. Says the Gemara Vayter. Two dots toward the bottom, Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Glory wants to know, chatos midala debayit safon. How do I know that a carbon chatos requires safon? Meaning, we just said that that we know that by carbon ola it requires safon because it's mefurish in the pasuk. Even though it's only mefurish by tzon, we apply it to bakar as well. But carbon ola is mefurish in the pasuk that you required safon. Chatos is not mefurish in the pasuk. So how do I know chatos requires safon? And remember, we mentioned the parvus social yom kippur before we mentioned ola, because dafka because ola is mefurish in the pasuk. pasuk and the others come from a drasha. But now the Gemara needs to explain, what is that drasha? What's the drasha from which I derive that all these other karbanos require tzafon? So chatos minal and debayit tzafon. How do I know the karban chatos requires tzafon? Because the pasuk says v'shachatas chatos b'makom ha'ola, that it says you shach the karban chatos b'makom the karban ola. So that's peferish. Where do I shach the karban ola? But tzafon. So the chatos also requires tzafon. Says Gemara Ashkechan Shchita, Kabbalah Minalan. It only mentions Shchita. How do I know the Kabbalah of the Karban Chatos also requires Tzafon? Tichsiv Lokach HaKoyin Midama Chatos. Pasuk says that you are Lokach HaKoyin Midama Chatos. That's also B'Tzafon. Mekabel Atzmo Minalan. How do I know that the man who's the Kohen who's being Mekabel the Dam also has to be in the tzafon? Maybe he doesn't have to stand in the tzafon, he could just reach his hand into the tzafon and be mekabel in the tzafon, but he himself is not in the tzafon. Amakra v'lokach lo yikach. We darshan it as if v'lokach lo, as if lo yikach. We're mesaris the mikra Rashi, says we reverse the words, as if we're saying he takes himself. Not only that he takes the blood in the tzafon, but he takes himself in the tzafon, that the guy who's being mekabel the dam himself has to stand in the tzafon. Ashkan the mitzvah, la'akev minayim. Yeah, that only teaches me that there's a requirement l'chadchila to be b'tzafon. How do I know that it's ma'akev, that if you're not b'tzafon, it's ma'akev the karban? So ma'akev the kabbalah. So k'rinuksiv, there's another pasuk. V'shachat oso b'makom asher yishchat asa'ola. You should shecht it b'makom that you shecht the ola. V'tanya, heichan ola nishchata b'tzafon, afze b'tzafon. We have a brace that tells us, where's the karban ola shechted? In the tzafon. So over here also is the tzafon. So that's how we know that the shechita of karbanos chatas are also in the tzafon, even la'akev, not just the mitzvah, that it's absolutely required that the shechita of karban chatas needs to be dafka b'tzafon. So frankly, Gemara v'chi mikana talamad, is that where you're going to derive it from? By all karban chatas we're going to learn v'alok v'arnemar b'makom asher tishchat ha'ola tishchat ha'chatas ha'lama yatsa l'kvol ha'makom shim lo shachta b'tzafon pasul. It already says that the place where you shach the karban chatas, you shach the karban place where you shach the karban ola rather, you shach the karban chatas. So why is it coming to say specifically to tell me that if you don't shach the b'tzafon, it's going to be pasul? So that's why I have a second pasuk. Atom lekach yatsa, oein ala shezet on tzafon ve'nachet on tzafon. But maybe, how do you know that that's what the pasuk is coming to teach me? Maybe the extra pasuk is coming to teach me that it's dafka this that requires tzafon. Maybe it's not going to teach me that it's ma'akev, that tzafon is ma'akev by karban chatas. Maybe the oso is a miut, and it's to tell me that it's dafka this that requires tzafon, but no other sa'ir, like si'ir yom ha'kippurim, si'ir avodas kachavim, the musafim of the mados, maybe all those don't require tzafon. And the pasuk of tishchat ha'chatas, that you should shech the karban chatas, and the place where you shech the karban ola, is talking about other karbanos, other than si'irim. Tamalomar v'shechat ha'chatas b'makom ha'ola, zebnei av l'kol chataos, shi'itunos tzafon. That's why the pasuk says that you shech the chatas in the place of the ola, binyanav, that all karbanos chatas require tzafon, require shechita in the north. Ashkechan sayir, nasi, bein the mitzvah, sir nasi, bein the mitzvah, bein la'akev. Sharchatos nami, ashkan the mitzvah, la'akev minalan. So wait a second, if you put all the drashas together, what do we have so far? We have the sir of the nasi, both the mitzvah and la'akev. And we have other karbanos chatas, the mitzvah. How do I know other karbanos chataos required tzafon la'akev? T'chsiv b'kisva u'ksiv b'si'ira. Because it says by kisva and it says it by si'ira. So that's how I know that other karbanos chataos are also ma'akev. By all of them it says the place where you shech the ola, that's where you shech the chataos. Why does it have to say it both by kisva and by si'ira? Why doesn't it just say it by si'ira and let me learn kisva from si'ira? So it must be the fact that it spells it out both by kisva and si'ira must be to teach me that all karbanos chatos require tzafon. So bottom line, every karban chatos, even la'akev, not just the mitzvah, even la'akev requires tzafon. If I could just go back for a second to a point we mentioned Naman Aleph, I forgot to mention, the Gemara Naman Aleph had said that one might have thought that a safek should not be any more chamor than a vadai. That when it comes to a vadai chatos, we know there's a minimum amount of money that it has to cost. Yet when it comes to an asham talui, there is no minimum amount of money. I'm sorry, the other way around. That when it comes to a korban chatos, there is no minimum amount of money that it has to cost. Yet when it comes to an asham talui, there is a minimum amount of money that it has to cost. Meaning, we're more machmir by an asham talui than we are by a regular korban chatos. So the question, though, is that the Rishonim deal with, at the end of the day, yeah, we have drashas to tell us that, but why? Why is it that a korban that's only brought based on a safek would have more strict dinim than a korban that's brought on a vadai, that's brought based on a vadai? So it's a very important ha'ara that the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona, in Maseches Brachos, Daf Alpha and Beis, Bedape Arif, in Maseches Brachos, B'makom, where we normally have the Ran, or the Nemukei Yosef, we have Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah on the pages of the Rif, in Maseches Brachos. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah wonders, why is it that the Torah is more machmir by an Asham Tali, which is only Bami Safek, and requires that it cost Kesef Shkalim, more than a Chatos, which is Baal Chet Vadai, which is Ein Lo Kitzva, which Afilu Bas Danka, could cost anything. So he points out, because primarily people, when it comes to issues of safek, have a much harder time doing tshuva for averos that they're not even sure if they did. Because somewhere inside they always say, oh, who knows, maybe I didn't really do the avera. And they're not going to take it as seriously and not going to do tshuva in as sincere a way. When they know that they did an avera, they have a much greater chance of doing tshuva properly. And that's why the Torah Dafka wants to be machmir by the Asham Taloi. Yeah, you're not sure if you did the Avera, but guess what? We take this seriously, and it has to cost X amount of money. And this comment of Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim says, Safek Avera Tzarech Yoser Tshuva Me Avera Vadai. You need to do more tshuva for a Safek Avera than you do for tshuva Vadai. If you recall, a couple of years ago, the Shabbat Shuva Drasha, I gave a Shabbat Shuva Drasha about Averos for which a person can't or won't do tshuva. And this is on the list. The Ramah dedicates a whole parak in Hilchos Tshuva to averos for which a person doesn't do tshuva. Not necessarily that they can't, but sometimes they just won't, that it's unlikely that a person's going to do a proper tshuva. This is on the list, a suffic averos, something that a person's unlikely to do tshuva for properly, and that's what the Torah is trying to address. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ella Oso Lamali, what does Oso come to teach me? So the Gemara is going to have several possibilities. Once I already know, without the word Oso, that everything requires tzafon, that every korban chatos requires tzafon la'akev, what does Oso come to teach me? Gemara is going to have four suggestions. Number one, mi bai leil chadetanya, Oso b'tzafon vein sir nachshon b'tzafon. Maybe he comes to tell me that sir nachshon, the seirim of the Chanukah sanasiyim, doesn't come b'tzafon. V'tanya v'samach yadol rosh ha-seir l'rabel sir nachshon l'smicha div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon amal l'rabel seirei avodus k'chavim l'smicha. So sal kadai t'chamina hol v'yisrabel l'smicha, within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, I might have thought that since Seir Nachshon is included in Smicha as well, Yisrabu Nami L'tzafon, therefore Seir Nachshon should be included and have a requirement of Tzafon too. Come Mashmalan, that's why he has to come and tell me also that Seir Nachshon does not require Tzafon. Maskefla Ravina, says Ravina, Hanichal Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimonichal Meimer. I understand why I need Oso to tell me Seir Nachshon does not require Tzafon if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Seir Nachshon is included in Smicha. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon that Seir Nachshon was never included in Smicha, what's the Havamina that it would be included in Tzafon? So what do I need Oso for? I'm back to the Kasha. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, are we really okay with this Drasha? Lamaidis Rabbi Yisrabi, Maidilos Rabbi Lois Rabbi. I still wouldn't have had a Havamina to include Seir Nachshon B'Tzafon. I don't need a Drasha of Oso to be my Seir Nachshon. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm only Marba Seir Nachshon for Smicha because there I have a special Riboy. But wherever you don't have a special Riboy, the default position is not to include Seir Nachshon. You don't need a Miyu to exclude it. And if you're going to say no, the default position would be to include Seir Nachshon in all of the dinim of a Korban Chatos, of the other Seirim, so then you shouldn't need a special Riboy to teach me Smicha. No, so it's Pashut that we don't learn the dinim of Seir Nachshon from other seerim. So by tzofen as well, we would never have included in the first place. So why do I need the meat of oso? So that's why take two. Gemara's second possibility of what oso comes to teach me. Vel oso b'tzofen vein shochet b'tzofen tells me that the kabbalah sadam and the shechita has to be done b'tzofen, but the shochet himself, the person doing the shechita, doesn't need to be in the tzofen. Shochet mid'Rav Achya nafka. But wait a second, I already know the shochet from Rav Achya. The Tanya Rav Achya Omer v'shachet osal yarchem. Why does the pasuk have to tell me? So, because we find that you stand in the guy being mekabel the dam has to be in the tzafon as well. And if he stands in the darim and is mekabel the dam in the tzafon, he's pasul. Yachal avzekein. I might think the shochet also needs to be in the tzafon. Tamalom also b'tzafon v'na shochet b'tzafon. That's why I've also tell me that that also b'tzafon, but not the shochet. So I already learned the din that. The shochet doesn't need to be b'tzafon. Ella, third possibility, otsov b'tzafon vein ben of b'tzafon. Also teaches me that only by the seer, by the behema, requires tzafon. Ben of does not require tzafon. Titania, yachli ye ben of ton tzafon. I might have thought ben of also requires tzafon. Vidin hu, umma ben son shalo kavalo kohen kavalo tzafon. By tzon, where it doesn't even need to be shachted by a kohen, still needs to be in the tzafon. Ben of she kavalo kohen in din sheik falo tzafon. By an of which needs a kohen, of course, should need tzafon. Tamalomer oso. Mal ben son shekin, tamalomer oso. That's why the pasuk says oso. Frekli gemar mal ben son shekin kavalo kli. But Benson has its own chumras. It's kavalo kli, which you don't have by Oph. Oph is done with the hand. You don't need a kli, right? There's a malika, so you don't need a kli by Benson. So that can't be what the Oso is coming to teach me. So take four. Gemara's fourth possibility. Ella Oso b'tzafon vein Pesach b'tzafon. Rather comes to teach me Oso b'tzafon, but Pesach is not b'tzafon. T'tani Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Yachli a Pesach ton tzafon v'dinu uma olosh kein lo kavalo zman l'shkitaso kavalo tzafon. By the carbon olah, which we're so much more liberal about when it's shechted, yet we required tzafon. Pesach shekavlo zman l'shkitaso, and it didn't shekavlo tzafon. So I would think by carbon Pesach, of course it requires tzafon. Tamalomer oso, that's why it says oso. Frankly, Gemara mala olah shekain kalil, but olah has its own chumras, namely that it's kalil, that it's entirely burnt, which obviously does not apply to a carbon Pesach. So the Gemara is going to go back and forth a little bit, and we're going to see we're going to have to revert back to one of the previous answers, but where we're leaving it today is the Gemara wanted to know what the drasha from Oso is. We had four possibilities. Number one, to be Mima'it Si'ir Nachshon. Number two, to be Mima'it that the Shochet doesn't need to be B'tzafon. Number three, to tell me that Ben Of doesn't need to be B'tzafon. Number four, that Pesach doesn't need to be B'tzafon. Where we're leaving it today, we've rejected all of those possibilities, but Hashem will pick up tomorrow, continuing with the drasha of Oso.